Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wabarakatuh, everyone. So, you know how they say the shaitan is locked away during the month of Ramadan. Well, this is more than just true, you know? This is not something figurative, this is literal. You know, because now when the month of Ramadan is over, you are noticing too, aren't you? That there is so much going on, so much havoc, so much bad thoughts, so much bad actions. All of this, the second Ramadan is over. And, you know, I see a lot of people being like, oh, well, you know, this is inconsistencies, this and that. Well, no, it's weakness to the shaitan, you know? Do not assume that your brother was waiting the entire month in order to go buy a new pack, in order to listen to that new song, in order to watch that video they shouldn't be watching, you know? To be doing the haram relationship or whatever it might be, you know? You know, there's that entire month where I guarantee you that brother is thinking, oh, well, I'm going to finally break up with her. I'm going to finally break up with her. You know, it's been a few months and I'm realizing this is not going to lead anywhere. This is not going to lead to a marriage that's successful. We did not live in a compatible to Islam lifestyle in order to meet each other to do that. But no, so you're going to maybe assume they've been waiting that whole month. No, it's the shaitan's grip onto you. That is the issue here. The big issue is the shaitan is out there and you're letting yourself be weak to this, you know? It's not that we will need to be avoidant of temptation, it's that you need to decline the temptation. You know how for an entire month, every day in Salah, no matter what was going on, the car alarms going off outside, anything's going on, you're in your Salah, you're in your connection, you're locked in. But the second the month is over, you start your Salah, and that is when suddenly, oh, I have to yawn a whole bunch. Oh, you know, oh, but did I mess up that? Do I need to do it again? Do I need to start over again? Do I need to start over again? My wudu broken suddenly. Well, why am I thinking that? It's the shaitan trying to grasp into you, to make you doubtful. Because the more doubt you have, the more indecisiveness, the more you're going to start to go away from things, you know? Your relationship with your wife was going good. Now suddenly you guys are bickering. What are you guys bickering about? Is the shaitan putting that in there? Because the shaitan is happiest to be breaking up your marriage, you know, to destroy your life. These are things you need to think about, especially as reverts, you know, when we're kind of thinking to ourselves sometimes, oh, like maybe I can be doing that. Am I pushing myself too hard? I can still listen to music a little bit. But then on Ramadan, you probably notice you're not thinking anymore. Oh, I could be doing this and that. And the month's over, now you're thinking again. Why? Because the shaitan. This is something that is real. It's not something figurative. It's not something metaphorical. It's not, oh, you know, some of this, you got to follow the Quran and other things. It's just a suggestion. No, it is literal. It is exact. You need to understand the effects of these things, of the shaitan, on your life. You know, I hope that you're listening to this. Maybe I should have said this during Ramadan when the shaitan did not have a grasp on things. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, everyone.